You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Cleanup work goes on almost a year after a powerful windstorm swept across northern Michigan. The storm knocked down trees in Traverse City, Elk Rapids, and Glen Arbor. One of the hardest hit areas was Alligator Hill, home of a popular hiking trail in the Sleeping Bear Dunes. After a lot of hard work, the trail is set to reopen this weekend. Tom Ulrich is deputy superintendent with the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. He joins us to talk about it. Hi, Tom. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So what's going on right now out at Alligator Hill?
Well, our trails crew is just about finished with the last bit of clearing on the Alligator Hill Trail. We cleared the majority of it last fall. But the intermediate loop section of trail, we left until this spring. We just didn't have quite enough staff time to get it done before the snow flew. And so they tackled it again this spring and got it cleared, and it should be open for this weekend.
Good timing. Did you have to reroute any of the trail?
You know, we expected that we might, but we did not have to. They were able to clear it over the existing tread. The crew estimates they, by the time it's all said and done, they will have cleared almost 5,000 tree trunks from
Wow.
that trail.
What about the health of the forest? Is the plan to leave all of the rest of the fallen timber there and just let nature take its course?
Well, it is for the most part. Here in the national parks, we're a place that we try to allow natural processes to continue as much as possible, and certainly there's not much more natural disturbance in the forest than a blowdown. It's one of the most common sources of forest disturbance here in our mixed northern hardwoods. So the forests have evolved with these sorts of events happening periodically on a relatively small scale. And so for the forest itself, this is not catastrophic. It's just our perception of it and our aesthetic sensibility that means it's catastrophic to us. Now, having said that, one of the things that we have assessed is whether or not this adds sufficiently to fuel loading that there are wildfire concerns. And indeed, we brought in experts from our fire management office down at Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. And we've identified a couple of areas that we want to do some thinning of those downed trees to create a defensible space between where a fire might burn in some of the downed trees and the values at risk, whether they're something the park has constructed or our neighbors. We certainly want to protect that. But those are just a small portion of the overall area that was affected by the storm. So for the most part, now we all get to watch the forest come back. And in fact, the research indicates that the forest will come back to us more quickly if we don't attempt to skid logs out of it and disturb the underlying seed bed. So we're all looking forward to seeing this forest recover over the next several decades.
Getting back to that fire danger and the fuel load, I know that local officials in Glen Arbor and nearby had expressed concern about that, about fire danger. Have you consulted with them and local fire officials about the danger and your plan of action to thin some of those trees out?
Absolutely. In fact, it was only a week or two ago when we brought in the urban interface person from Indiana Dunes, and he met on site with John Dodson, the fire chief at Glen Arbor. And John does a great job at protecting the community from structural fire risks, so of course he was concerned about this urban interface. And together, I think they identified the areas of concern, and now our next plan of attack is to try to get some funds to conduct that work.
What's it like to walk down the trail now? It must be kind of, I don't know, maybe a little eerie to walk through a forest of downed trees?
Well, it is. It has dramatically changed Alligator Hill, and in fact, there several local writers have addressed just how viscerally they were affected from this place they loved as a mature forest and then going back and visiting as this scene of devastation. On the other hand, it's really, really interesting, and people are going there specifically to see this natural phenomenon that you don't get to be out in the middle of very often. because usually blowdowns are pretty inaccessible. Sort of by definition, that tangle of trees keeps you out. So that was the other reason to clear it, is this really gives people an opportunity to be firsthand witness to an outstanding, dramatic, natural phenomenon. And so as soon as we got the trail open last fall, people flocked to it, and we're envisioning that that will continue to be a very popular area this coming summer.
Tom Ulrich is Deputy Superintendent at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Tom, thanks for being here with us today.
My pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.